Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pequeño Pod with Señor Pequeños. If you want episodes early, bonus episodes, special guest interviews, and other perks, please consider supporting us on Patreon, which will give you all of those things for the price of one coffee cup per month. You can find us at patreon.com/pequeñopod, P-E-Q-U-E-N-O pod. Otherwise, enjoy this free episode, and I hope you have an awful day.
Nice shirt.
Thank you. I got this shirt in middle school. It says bye on the back.
It says what on the back?
It says bye.
Like B-I?
What?
Like bye, like... oh, like B-Y-E.
Like okay. Goodbye.
Can you see?
Like what? Is it...
Bye isn't bad, Nick.
Look what the bye liberals is... did to us.
So I've been the same size since like fifth grade.
I like how, yeah, the diseases have crippled Juliana and I's growth. We're just literally the same shirt size as we were in middle school.
If you look at photos of me in elementary school, like, I was tall for quite
yeah, I
some
do that.
Time.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you, oh, okay. You have like, okay, oh.
She was just like, you know, when you look at my kid pictures, no, I don't.
No.
You okay, start sweating.
Yeah. How'd you know? If you were to look at my kid pictures, I was like, you know, you've got like the upper riser people who are the taller people. I was up on the third level until like fourth grade. And
nice.
Then I just slowly stopped growing around fourth grade.
Juliana was born 5 foot and then never grew.
I'm still like the same bra size as like in elementary school, which is like so sad.
Same, dog.
Same, man.
How was everyone's Halloween? Speaking of boobs, spooky season.
Boobs.
Boobs.
So you were severely bullied. Anyway, how is everyone's Halloween?
Speaking of monsters.
Boobs popping out of Halloween costumes.
I'm sorry, that was a thing.
You don't see the sexy
where?
Halloween costume? Didn't I send you the boob ghost like the other day and you saved it and you were like, thank you? You gonna act like that didn't happen?
Oh, fuck you. I think I was saying thank you to the ones where you were shitting.
No, this was a couple days ago.
I saved those two.
Dude,
I don't
want to
shame you for those two. Like, keep them coming, too. It's a level of, like, trust that I'm glad we have with each other. It used to be just pictures where you were like, I'm shitting, and now it's actually videos of shitting.
It's seeping out. It's wonderful. It's
I can it's, literally... Am, yeah, I...
It was so bad.
It gives me PTSD hearing the sound because like that was me for several years.
It's like the first time I was like, all right, I took
first time you pooped.
Yep. Actually, like the first
That's your
time
first
I pooped.
Core memory.
Yeah.
That's when you gained consciousness. You were like,
it was exactly poop. Like that. No, I hadn't pooped in like 4 days, so I was like, I need to start this.
Start pooping.
IBS. Yeah, exactly.
Is it a choice?
Man, I gotta start doing that.
Yeah, no, I was like, I need to start
this. Slipping
like,
away from
IBS.
Me.
Hey, I got a reminder that gotta start pooping today.
Gotta go.
It's
gotta
been
go.
2 weeks, so.
Yes, that's how it is for me sometimes, man. I have this IBS medicine that I hadn't started because they're like, make sure you don't have any plans for like multiple days. And I was like, why?
Make sure you can shit wherever you are.
Yeah, exactly. So last night I didn't really sleep because just had to keep going to the bathroom. I should have done the thing you do where you just have a like sleeping bag in the bathroom or whatever. But
yeah. The secrets of Daniel and Juliana.
Life hack.
So, put a cot next to the toilet. Prop yourself up on the toilet.
Shitting alone, handsome.
Oh, stop.
And the
yeah.
What is going on?
Suddenly, it was like I took an enema, and it was like I was being like blasted, like just constantly. And I was like, okay, but it's good because it's clearing out all this bad stuff that's been trapped in there for a few days. Because
like
I could,
water.
I could, yes, I could. That's why I'm drinking water right now, because I've been losing so much fluid. If I didn't, I'd be fainting right now.
Wow, this is like a once in a life. Yeah, wow, geez. That's a sponsorship if I've ever heard one. The one time Juliana drank water, it was pure life.
Tomorrow she's just drinking a gallon of Dr. Pepper.
I was going to say, she'll offset it by tomorrow. It's not going to last long.
Yesterday, when I dressed up as Dr. Pepper, there were no Dr. Peppers in the house. Like, my family had finished all of them off, and I was like, why today? Why today? And then, an hour later...
he died.
I couldn't stop. Yeah, I was like, I couldn't stop. It was just like the continuous stream after that point.
What the fuck did they give? That's not IBS medicine. They gave you like Miralax. You realize that, right?
No, I take Miralax.
They gave you crystallized Miralax.
Yeah, I was going to say, I take Miralax all the time, and it does not work for me. So this was the first
time. No, it does work for you, but it just all hit right now.
It's never worked all these years. Yeah, exactly.
It's piled up in your system, and it finally got the clear luck. Way to go.
She just deflates like a balloon. Miralax. There'll be nothing left.
And then it worked too well. It was no longer fecal matter. It was just like I was blasting out water.
You know, it was we've gone down this topic long enough, I feel like. So, I don't know.
If you go to her bathroom, it's just claw marks on the
Yeah. I was in there for like...
The tiles by the feet section of the toilet are just ripped off.
Yeah.
My Not by her. The turds gained sentience and clawed their way out of the toilet bowl.
Yes, my mom was like, are you okay in there? And I was like, no.
You,
and then she was like...
back.
And then the only...
Scenes from The Exorcist. Get out of here, you fucking whore. Whoa.
Yeah. The only thing she was concerned about, though, was that she cleaned the toilets the day before. And she was like, are you serious? Are they bad?
Why would you even clean them in your house, honestly?
Seriously, my brother... When I went over to his place,
don't.
He just like just never cleaned them because he's like, why would I? I destroy them every time I go.
There's something wrong with your family. We got to cut all this out. We cannot start this with 20 minutes of shit.
Okay, well, cut this and put it in the middle then. Just like drag and drop.
Psych! Here's a 20-minute segment on shit.
Did I ever tell you guys? I know I had to. I was friends with you then when I was doing like a presentation and I was really nervous and I was having like a bad panic attack. Like I was standing there for the presentation in the video because it was like Zoom, like university, you know. And I was like starting to like wobble because like I felt like I was fainting, like I was lightheaded, and my knees were buckling. And I was like, oh my god, and. I could barely breathe, so when I was talking, I was like after every breath, and my teacher
was
like...
Did no one stop you and ask how you were?
Yeah, and all my teacher said was like, that was really bad,
the
right?
The pyramids.
Sorry, yeah. Are you recording, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it would be a shame if we lost the previous 20 minutes, but I had to make sure.
You waited until after she was done.
Yeah. Oopsies.
Anyway, back to you were collapsing in class and no one cared.
Yeah. So the presentation was like right before your final, so it wasn't like your official thing. You were just getting critiques from everyone in class and the professor. So I think that's why they didn't stop me, but my professor basically like when I was done, she was like, "That was really bad. But that's okay, because you have time to adjust once you get feedback from everyone." And I was like, thank you! And then I turned off my laptop, and my stomach hurt so badly, like, I had to rush to the bathroom. Like, I had to stay on, because we were being graded on participation of watching everyone.
Oh,
and we
fuck's
had to give
sake.
Everybody, we had to give everybody detailed feedback. So, like, I ran to the bathroom.
Oh, you gave them detailed feedback.
Yeah. I ran to the bathroom and was just like, like the worst demonic sounds were coming out of my bowels. And just, it was so bad. And then the other kid started presenting after me in the next time slot. And my professor was like, just a reminder to mute
your
computers, everybody. And I was like, no fucking way. And I looked and it was like, you know when you're talking and it's like, it says your name because you're the one talking.
Yeah,
and it's
highlighted. It prioritizes
and
you.
Yeah, prioritizing. It was just me, and it was like, and I was like, no, and I just like quickly muted it and I was like, I can't.
Then I killed myself.
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe they have to know it was me. There's no way.
Yo, she's tearing it off in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Juliana's speaking over the sound. She's like, who is that sound? Seriously, it's terrible.
Oh my god, I was so embarrassed because you could probably hear my footsteps like running to the bathroom and then like and then immediately
oh god
yeah, exactly.
It's like old time radio. She's like, thank you, have a nice day.
Yes. Ah! Yes, exactly. I was like, I can't,
sorry, I forgot that. I had neighbors for a second.
I told my brother that story the other day because somebody was talking about something on Zoom, not muting or whatever. Oh, it was my mom. She was like roasting the company one time on like a meeting, and she didn't know she was not muted on her phone, and I just walked over and muted it because she's like, these fucking idiots. And I was like, because somebody was like, just remember to mute yourselves, guys. And I was like,
I would have just left it off mute at that point. Just be like, yeah, I mean, you heard me, you know, whatever. It'd be like that episode of Seinfeld where they're like, wow, you're promoted.
You're promoted.
Fantastic.
You've got good insight. Yeah,
I remember, oh my gosh, you gave me a memory thing. Hold on.
Core memory unlocked?
It was in fifth grade. For some reason, I was doing something and like I stopped doing it. My dad walked in the room and he was basically like, oh, so you knew it was wrong because you stopped doing it. Like when I came in the room, so here's a punishment. So then I was at school, and the lesson I took away from that was, if you're doing something bad and someone catches you, keep going or else you're a coward. So I was in class and all I was doing was like
coward.
All I was doing was like humming to myself. It wasn't even like during class, it was like we were all settling at seats. I was like humming, and our teacher, who like hated me for some reason, like looked up, like I could see her out of the corner of my eye, like look up and stare at me, because she's probably told me to not do that before. And I saw her and I stopped and I was like, no, I'll just keep going. And so I kept doing it, and she was like, okay, you get like the ultra detention or whatever. I had to go home with a notepad and have my dad sign it. I didn't get in trouble for that because he was like, that's ridiculous. But I mean,
for whistling,
I was the only one that year. So basically, you get like little slips that like a detention. You stay in during recess. The next step above that, which is supposed to be reserved for like murderers, is that they put your name in this binder and you go home and you have to have both your parents sign it. You know, anyway, so I had to. I was holding this notebook like after school was over, because I was the only one that year to ever get that badly in trouble. And my dad was like, holy shit, what'd you do? And I was like,
I like, told him, and
he was like,
dry heaving.
I could imagine like first grader Daniel.
Speak up. No, I got in trouble so much during like elementary school that every day when I got done with school and they picked me up, the first thing when I got in the car, I had to tell them what I got corrected for that day. It wasn't even like, did you get corrected? It was like, how many times? And I'd have to be like, three. Like, describe. Get in the car like, hey, Dad, how was your day? How many times? I'm like, okay.
Dude, I remember I got in trouble severely only once in school. During high school, because we had school assigned laptops, and when you're a teenager, you like to save stuff on school assigned laptops because it's your own personal laptop.
Exactly.
So I thought it'd be fun to save memes on my laptop. I didn't know that people monitor what's saved.
I saved some weird shit.
Oh yeah, no, I had 12,000 or like something up there, like memes. Like it was a lot.
Oh, no.
It was up there because every day I was saving hundreds of them. I had a meme page back then, and so I remember one day I'm in, I think it was like biology class or something, and the principal and a cop walk into the room, and they're like,
a cop?
Yeah, and they
Nicholas. Both walk,
yeah, no, and they're like, is Nicholas in here? And everyone like turns and they're like, what?
There's a cop!
And so
walks over to Nick and the teacher's like, well, I didn't even tell you who it was yet. And you're like, wait a minute here.
This is the only brown one here. So so he comes up and he was
his hat
like,
backwards and shit. We don't do that here, kid.
No, literally.
Turn it around.
We weren't even allowed hats in high school.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, so he puts his hand on my shoulder, and he's like, you gotta come with me, son. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't know what was going on. So, like, we're walking in the hallway, and it's, you know, every class is filled, so no one's walking in the hallway. And it's just silence. And I'm walking, and I go, what's going on? And they're like, we'll talk about it in the office, son. And I'm like... So now I'm, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
And so... We sit down, and it's the cop, and it's the principal, and I'm sitting across from his desk, and he goes, can I see your laptop, please? And I go, okay, and I pull it out. And so he was like, do you know what these laptops are for? And I was like, for school? And he's like, yeah, but only for school. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, we've gotten complaints that you're saving inappropriate images on your laptop.
I would have been dry heaving at this point. I would have been just, I'm imagining the principal just.
Yeah, no, he's literally like this, and there's a cop just gleaming at me. So I'm like, dude.
Cop's got his gun out, like, to your head, like, go ahead, say something wrong.
Just the back of my neck.
So, AKA, like, just, like, on your
rocket launcher.
Pressing your head into the table.
It's like the goddamn troll face memes, and you're just like,
no, it literally was, because that was like 2012, 2013. Yeah, exactly. It was like that
the troll face memes,
like top text to bottom text memes.
It's funny, funny internet content. I'm sorry.
No, literally. And so he was like, so he's like, we got complaints that you're saving inappropriate pictures on your computer, and I'm like, what did I save? Like, what's going on? And so he's like, can you log into your computer for me? And I'm like, okay. So I log in, and he clicks on files on images, and then he's scrolling through, and I'm like, what? Like, what? Like, something caused him to, like, say, like, yeah, yo, like, you need to get this kid out of class now. So I'm like, what did I say?
You know, a teacher saw you. Yeah, it was, yeah.
I don't know what happened, but, like, clearly they got a cop involved. So I'm like, what happened? That is insane. So I'm like freaking out, and we're sitting there for 10 minutes. And he's scrolling through.
I'm only at 9,000. Somewhere in here there's a naked kid. There's got to be.
So he's scrolling, and after 10 minutes, he goes... He, like, lets out this big, deep exhale.
Oh, no!
And then he turns around. He's not laughing for any of these, by the way. Like, I could see what he's pulling up, and I kind of want to laugh, and I'm like, I'm not going to laugh. So he turns over the image, and he's like, is this funny to you? And it's a cyanide and happiness comic. And so the comic is literally like, it's a kid in jail, or no, he's in like a courthouse, and the judge goes to him and he's like, where did the man touch you? And the kid like points to his head, and the judge is like, oh, that's not bad. And then the last frame, it shows the kid crying, and the dude has his boner on top of his head.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that image. Yeah, that's the
and
one.
I'm like, because I'm a kid, I'm just like,
no. You're like, yes,
and
funny.
He was turning red, and he was so mad at me, and he's like, we're gonna confiscate your laptop.
No.
You're not getting it for the weekend. If you need to do homework with it, you set it up with the teacher.
Send a bird.
What the fuck? And then I got a Saturday detention for that, so I had to come in on a Saturday.
I didn't know they did that.
Wow. Yeah, no, I had to come in on a Saturday.
So Nick's been in the memes since the beginning.
Since high school, dude. Yeah, no, so they made me come in on a Saturday.
Deep in the meme trenches.
I was going to say, he's known. He's got a name for himself now that he went to prison for it. That's the meme guy.
No, literally, dude. And I remember we had to come in at like 7:30 or something. We couldn't leave until like 12:30.
Oh my god, it was the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, no, and you couldn't do anything. You just had to sit there in one of the rooms. And like, they didn't allow phones. They allowed laptops, but...
You didn't have... Did you just doodle the whole time?
I literally
they allowed
brought,
laptops
like,
for detention?
Yeah, for Saturday detention. You just weren't allowed
Jeez.
To be on your phone. Like
wow,
the school laptops.
That's fancy.
But the school laptops that's blocked fancy. Everything, so...
Math.
Yeah, I was going to say, our school laptops, I feel like, weren't very good at blocking things because I was able to get on some like really sketchy websites.
Yeah, we always found a way.
The only stuff that was blocked was like social media, really. It was like Facebook. Some stuff on YouTube would randomly be blocked.
But it was like manual blocks, right? They were like, YouTube's the only place people can get videos. And you're like, that's right, Mr. Johnson.
Out of Vimeo because of YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember...
I was watching it on some Russian shit. I don't know what the fuck.
Daniel's watching beheadings.
Oh, yeah, probably.
This isn't Cartoon Network.
That looks real.
It's like the people doing the knee dances and like
Oh my god.
They have knives.
Like, in...
I'm just like...
In my sophomore history class, there was literally that kid watching furry porn in front of me.
So, oh, like, dude, there's plenty of stories like that.
Like, everybody saw it, and everyone was uncomfortable by it, and they were like, hey, redacted, can you please put that, like, away?
Yeah, redact the guy that put up furry porn.
Well, if you went to my school, everybody would know who it is. It was the one who wore the wolf suit.
Who did the furry porn.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, he wore the wolf suit. Dude, he was the one who had the giant...
That would never... Do you realize how much that never would have happened at our school? Do you realize they would have... They would have brought the kid into the office, and the principal would have been like... And
gotta
then just started strangling them. Like,
we gotta put this wild animal down.
They literally would have buried him
Take
in a ditch
back and
out
shoot
back.
Him.
Yeah. Oh my god. They, no, they would have been like, don't waste a bullet on him. They would have done what's the scene from RRR? Soldier, stop! That bullet came all the way across the Atlantic in an English vessel.
Nick, I have a question. How'd you survive high school with no hats?
I had a hairline back then, so nothing was an issue.
Is that why I didn't know that?
No.
I have a monk cut.
Literally, I swear, every video that I can make, like, from the front ways, my forehead, you could land a plane on my forehead.
Relax.
But, like, this is better. I don't know why it looks better than this than it does on the fucking... That's why I do all my stitches like this now, like, looking up. Because I'm like, I may as well look as ugly as possible. But...
I thought it was to make it look like you were just watching the video or something.
No, but the only time... Okay, before I forget, the only time I got brought into the office, like, for something that serious, it wasn't even something I did, though. One of the few friends of mine initially has gone on to do criminal things. But at the time, this was third, fourth grade. This is the second year I'm in public school, by the way. And the kid that I was, like, partners with or something at the table or whatever, we were goofing off or something, and the teacher came over, and she was like, stop that. But, like, to him, for some reason, instead of, like, just me. And he was like, oh, I'm going to kill you. And she was like, what'd you say? And then she, like, walked out, and we were like, so can we just go? Like, anyway, so then later that afternoon, well, she sent him to the principal's office, and so that afternoon... I got a call, like, over the intercom. It wasn't even like the teacher came and told me. They were like, can Daniel please come down to the office? I about said
Daniel
it.
Daniel
Johnson. And so I went down there, and it wasn't even our principal. It was our superintendent, who we've, like, never seen before at the grade school, because, like, why would he go there? But so it's the superintendent, it's a cop, and it's the teacher. And I was like shitting myself at that point. I was like, what did I do? Because I'm trying to think. I was like, what did I fucking do? I mean, I got in trouble enough at that point. I was like, I didn't mean that when I said to the music teacher that the song was stupid. Like,
I didn't
confessing
mean
to things. But they were like, son, did what's his name tell Mrs. whoever that he was going to kill her? And I was like,
oh.
Yeah, but, like, he didn't mean it, obviously. And they were like, that's
just
all.
Joking.
And I was like, really? I mean, he wasn't like he picked up scissors and said it. He was just like...
It was just locker room chat. What
my lips are puckering up. They're like, what is he doing? Who is he?
It's quite probably just a mistake, okay?
But, like, yeah, I was like, I don't know. Anyway, so then I, like, left. And then later, I think he came over and he was like, snitch. And I was like, And I was like, what? You just said you were going to kill him. What's the big deal? That was it. I mean, otherwise, they never did, like, Saturday detentions, I guess, because the people were lazy. They didn't want to come on Saturday. So you would just go in, like, during lunch or at the end of the day and stay for, like, an hour or two and just sit there. Not do anything, and then go home.
Dang.
So, yeah.
What was the point of detention?
Because they can't, like, hit you, so they're like, I guess
well,
we should
I know,
do nothing.
But, like, go in a room. Like, what?
Oh my gosh. Talk about how crazy my state is now. So, like, St. Louis is kind of like the Chicago of, like Missouri, like it's just different than like everywhere else in Missouri. No, I just mean like in terms of like
as in it's like a city.
Kill myself.
As in it's a city.
Not the size, not any of that stuff. I just mean like in Illinois, like everywhere else is politically different than Chicago. You know, like Chicago is just different like that way. And it's okay. This like St. Louis is like a regular city. Everywhere else, they just legalized in a bunch of schools in Missouri now that teachers and personnel can spank kids.
They brought back the hit
as
sticks.
Punishment. Yep. No, with their hands and shit. They can bend them over their leg and spank them with their hands.
I would not send my school to.
No. Well, they were like, oh, well, your parents have to approve it ahead of time. And like, there has to be. No. Well, and they were like, there has to be a witness there to make sure like nothing bad happens. And I was like, what? So is it that big a problem? You have to make sure nothing bad happens? Like someone that, like. Fine, I won't reach into his ass, okay? Goodness gracious. Like, is that a problem? But, like, having a witness there is almost worse. I'd rather just be humiliated alone than just have someone like, how you doing, honey? Yeah, does it hurt? Should, you fucking asshole. Like, what the hell? It's
what if
crazy.
The witness is, like, a creep, too? Like,
exactly.
Yeah, they're just like, harder. Like, it's not hard enough. Like,
that's exactly how that kind of corruption happens. It's
yeah,
like,
no,
literally. They're all messed up.
Wild.
Dad,
these parents are fucking idiots.
My dad, he cussed out the teacher in, like, third grade or something, and they broke the wooden paddle on his ass in front of the class.
Yeah, this stuff used to be, I mean, like, someone said a story in my family that there was a short kid in class that was agonizing,
antagonizing.
You're antagonizing the teacher. I had a stroke. I can't think
they
of it.
They were being an asshole.
Saying poopy things. But the teacher came over, picked him up, and put him in the trash can head first. And I was like, that's hilarious.
You dweeb!
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine? I would never speak again. Can you imagine?
Bullied by the teacher. That's your legacy, dude.
That's great. No. Yeah, no. I'm kidding.
My friend from daycare, he was like 2 years older, and one time he was really gassy in class, and he was just like farting, right? And the teacher was like, stop farting.
Washington.
Yeah, and he was like, stop
Everyone
farting.
Shits.
So he
Everyone's
like,
farting.
He like pushed one out to like mess with the teacher, you know? And then he's like, if you fart one more time, you're getting suspension. And then like, you know, like 10 minutes later, he was like, brap, during like silent reading time. And the teacher was like, that's it. And he got suspension for 2 days.
That's it. Pulls a 9mm out of his desk.
Yeah. And he's like, I've had enough. I've had enough of your flatulence.
Dude, I love kids' stories. Like when we were little, the most stupid stories like exist, dude. They're so good. I remember, I don't know if I told this. Did I tell you guys the Captain Underpants situation that happened at our school with kids doing pranks in the bathroom?
I don't remember now.
Okay, so at the time when we were, I think it was like third grade or like second grade, a new Captain Underpants book came out. And one of the pranks that they tell you to do in that book is take 2 ketchup packets, go to your bathroom, and under the little nubs of the seat, bend the ketchup packets and then just lay them in there. So if someone sits on the seat, it explodes ketchup. Did I tell you guys this?
No,
and also
I've never
put
heard
Saran
this
wrap on it.
No, there was no Saran wrap. It was just the ketchup.
Oh,
so kids,
that
so kids
sucks.
Were like, so kids were like, oh, we're gonna pull this. So like,
the lunch ketchup packets.
So we were in lunch, and like one kid would like raise his little hand to go to like the bathroom, and he'd leave, and he'd come back like snarking, like just all laugh, like just big devious smile on his face, and he'd be like, I did it. And then we'd just wait, and then eventually you'd hear screaming come from the boys' bathroom. And then this kid would come out with ketchup all over his pants because he, like, just put them up.
That's
and
so funny.
And it got
funny.
So bad. Like, the teachers were so mad because it happened, like, maybe 3 or 4 times. But it happened enough where, like...
Yeah, no, they closed...
No, they closed the bathroom over there. Like, we were banned from using the bathroom.
They closed? How could he be banned from using the bathroom?
Well, you had to
Shit
go to
yourselves.
You had to go to a different one on the other side of the school, and you had to go with the faculty member to make sure.
They would check under the toilet seat
I mean,
after?
They're not... Yeah, I think. I don't know. But there were, like...
Leave the door open.
Go ahead.
Leave the stall open.
Poop for me.
Poop. Drop a nice one.
Oh my gosh. I hated that. Like, I went to a rave and, like, they take all the, you know, stalls off
to a rave
off
in grade school?
No, not in grade school.
Crazy no. Frog.
No. When I was like, I don't know, 20 or something. And they take all the stalls off so that nobody like overdoses in there, you know, so you can get to them easily. But there's so many girls in there. There's literally like 50 girls like using the bathroom at a time. And it's just... You're directly across someone, so like everybody's friend is just like blocking their friend like this, but you can still like see everybody. It's terrible.
We in our grade school and middle school, I don't know if what the deal was. I don't know if it was if it was some problem that they made them take them off. But there were no stall doors; they were just curtains.
Door privileges revoked.
There were literally curtains. Curtains, like blue curtains, so you could literally, so the boys' bathroom was a war zone, right? Because you had to make sure no one saw you go, because they were going to come after you and swipe open that curtain, and then like hang it up. You couldn't reach the curtain from the seat either, so if they picked it up and like hung
it. And like swung it over?
You were just shitting openly, so eventually people just gave up. They thought they were like... You know, going against the, you know, patriarchy, they would just go and leave it open anyway. So people would come in, they'd be like, it's already open. What are you going to do? And then they get beat up. So.
And then you
reach
just
the
grab.
Bowl
yeah, exactly. I was like, you just reach in and grab.
It's just a kid standing on his toilet seat. Throwing shit. Open curtain.
Rapid fire.
Nothing bad ever happened in our school. So disappointing. We had maybe two fights over like 15 years of this shit. So disappointing.
I remember seeing one or two girls were fighting over a guy. And like the girl was like, you know, beating the crap out of the other girl. The other girl, like, she didn't really even stand a chance. And like the next day I saw her and she had a bunch of hair pulled out. Like oh, she barely had any hair. Like she just had like patches of hair everywhere yanked out. And she was like walking in crutches down the hall. And I was like, Over a guy?
What?
You guys are 14.
How badly like, did she get fucking beat? I'm just imagining hair missing.
Oh.
Oxygen tank, like...
Yeah, no, she looked kind of like...
What's
like
number
cancer
three?
Patient. It was rough.
Dude.
Everybody roasted her. Also, there was...
guys!
I didn't. I felt bad for her, because like I saw when she was getting beaten up, so I was like...
She says like, that, but back in the day, she was the one like, you fucking
no,
loser.
No, no,
look
no.
Look how you're limping, idiot.
No, no.
Why not use your legs, dumbass?
So you know how I've described, like, my school, like, is set up like an old prison or
like
whatever?
A prison, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Because it was a prison. You say set up, like, that's... Well, just put it... No, it was a prison, right? Didn't you say it was a prison?
That's what people say, but, the like...
All the rooms have bars.
That's a thing. So the cafeteria is like
every
right
room
in the
has
center.
A metal toilet.
Every
we didn't have classrooms. We just had like little areas where we were on our own, and there was bars, and you know maybe it was a prison.
Yeah, and they just streamed.
I was selling cigarettes for coke, and you know like.
Go on, the cafeteria.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like, you have the railing up above and then, like, a bunch of classrooms, you know, up above. And then down below, you can observe the cafeteria area, right? So teachers would always be, like, observing us from up there.
The warden.
But, yeah, the warden. So, there was this girl one year who wore a rainbow tutu. She was on the spectrum, right? So like she wore a rainbow tutu and then like a little unicorn horn, and she was like, you know, skipping down the halls like she was like sophomore, freshman or something. Like she
I'm
was
scared
a new
how
kid.
This is gonna end.
But there's like an unspoken rule that only seniors wear tutus at our school. I think I don't know if that's like a thing at all schools, but
no.
So
no, it's fine.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay. Okay. So
are you serious? Are
so,
you serious right now? Are so, you serious?
So
oh my
yeah,
word.
So we wear our school colors as tutus, like these big tall tutu things, and
this sounds
like
a this sounds like a principal pedophile rule.
Yeah,
Saturday is tutu day.
Yeah, no, that
the
was
one
like
with
our
the
spirit.
Parts that make the dress come out horizontal.
Yeah. Spirit day was tutu day, and you know, every year it was like a senior girl would like give her tutu to a junior girl or whatever who was going into
disgusting.
Being a freshman. Like, you know, like at the moving up assembly at the end of the year. That was like a tradition they would do, right? So these two senior girls
same
who were wearing
since the 20s.
Yeah, Yeah, they were like, well, my
piece
school
of
opened.
Loincloth.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My grandfather built that tutu.
Stop.
My high school just had its 25th, like, opening anniversary thing, like, last month. So, it's only been open 25 years. Yeah, but, the two senior girls who were wearing these tutus, like, saw another girl in a tutu who wasn't a senior, and they were like, get her! And they dangled her over that, like, observing area over the cafeteria, and they dropped her, and it's like a 20-foot drop, and they dropped her onto a cafeteria table below, and it like, broke, and it was a very big, deal. I'm pretty sure they faced legal,
I would hope.
Yeah, for assaulting her. So I was like, I can't believe. Over the tutus. Yeah.
That is wild. Oh my what God. The fuck?
Oh my God.
Well, you know, relax
yeah,
comedy
really
and everything.
Up. It was messed up.
All right. That is the worst story I think we've ever told on here, actually.
Loyal to you, united, are we?
Stop singing your theme song to the school that did that.
Cardinal silver, black and white. They wish our foes with falcon white.
She's doing this on purpose.
Yes.
She's waiting for you to talk.
Yes.
The only major injury I remember from high school. This is so dumb. Okay, our gym is a massively large gym. I don't know why our school had such a big gym budget, but we have just a comically large gym for a high school, right? And the bleachers, the way they worked, is they would collapse into, like, these giant walls, and when you wanted them open...
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a button or they had to crank it, but, like, they had to, like, come out into stairs.
Yeah, ours did that.
So, some kid... I don't know what he was...
behind it?
I don't know... No. I don't know what he was thinking.
Oh my god, they just got... fully flattened.
Someone did that once. That was hilarious.
No, anyway. There was this one kid. I remember it was like right at the end of school. I think like we had gym as our last period and then we got out. I think that's how it happened. I don't remember. Or it could have been in the morning. I really don't remember. But the stairs, they were collapsed. So it's just like a giant wall. But there's grooves in each for each little bleacher. And I think one kid just dared another kid to say like, hey, go climb that and then jump off. And the kid did it for whatever reason. So he climbed up, I don't know how many feet, but it was genuinely like a good amount. And then he just jumped off and he broke both of his arms upon impact. I remember this.
He just dead fish jumped off that thing?
Yeah. And I remember he was in a cast. He was in two casts for like a good amount of the year.
Oh, you have to have someone wipe your ass, don't you?
I guess. I don't remember.
Yes.
My uncle broke both of his arms once, and that whole... this. I feel bad. This is the guy that just had surgery with that picture I showed you. This guy has had everything happen to him. But, I mean, he was carrying a package from the driveway and, like, slipped on ice and broke both of his arms. So he had his arms, like, in casts, like, across his shoulders.
That one I feel bad.
So he had to have someone shower him. He had to have someone shower him. He had to have someone wipe his ass and, like, feed him. I mean, it just couldn't imagine how humiliating that would be.
Well, okay, there's clearly more bad injuries, but, like, that's
I know what you mean. Yeah. Ugh. Nick's like, at least the cancer people can feed themselves.
Stop!
Gosh.
I didn't say all of that.
My best friend, he used to be really into like parkour when we were in middle school, and
good transition.
He would like, you know, jump over things all the time and like try to show off. And
three
there was,
bricks
like,
on the ground, he's jumping over it. Parkour.
Yeah, and like he thought it was so cool, right? And then there was.
Oh,
like,
have you guys seen this really funny scene from this? You may not know this show. The Office. Sorry, continue.
har.
The way everyone announces this like it's something new. Anyway.
I know.
They're like, parkour.
Yeah, but
when Michael did the sorry.
We were like eighth graders and there was a seventh grade football game going on, right? Like me and him would walk home from school every day and we had to walk next to the football field to get to our neighborhood. And he was like, I'm not going to stay for the game, but check this out. And he like ran up the bleachers, like that were the outside bleachers, and then like jumped from the top and did a flip. And everybody was like, yeah! And then he landed and yeah, he broke both his legs.
Yo, I'm not gonna stay for the whole game, but watch this.
I mean, he landed it, and everybody was like, yeah! And then he landed it, and his legs just accordion.
Snap out.
Yes.
I was thinking more like smush. You're like an accordion, like compressed, just his legs compress straight into the ground.
Gosh. He loses 2 feet.
Everything below the knee is dust, dude. So, you know.
Oh my
you
god,
have no
I
more
remember
legs.
It so distinctively. That was like back when everybody had the Justin Bieber hair, so he did like a hair flip before he did it, and all the cheerleaders were like, ah! It was so funny. I was like,
How did the people have enough time to react, like you're saying, before he hit the ground? How high was this?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
It's the bleachers, I don't know. The thing is, like, the back of the bleachers don't like just the end. Whistle. There's a fence, you know, like a little fence so people can lean against it. So they had to have seen him climbing the fence, I guess. But what a ding dong.
Can you imagine having been like a teacher, like hearing like everyone's like, go, and you look over, you're like, go. We're gonna get sued. I'm quitting right now. So they know I wasn't here. I was not in charge. Teacher jumps out the window. Was like, you didn't see me.
Wait, what grade was that, Lively?
Eighth grade.
So many stuff happened in my eighth grade class too. I just remembered. Not as severe. I mean, like the high school one was the two bones broken at the same time. But like in the middle school, I remember. I went to a Catholic school in middle school, so, like, anything relationship-wise was forbidden. That's not what you do there. Leave room for Jesus. This isn't an injury story.
You don't have sex
story.
In Catholic school?
Well, the priest does.
Only
anyway,
the priest.
So...
that's true.
No, so, I remember there was this little couple. I think it was, like, a sixth grader and a seventh grader, I'm pretty sure. But they were dating, quote unquote, right? And so it was during recess time. They let out 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders out onto like little playground, and most kids would like play basketball or do whatever. And this little couple, they ran off, and I guess they were making out. And then like recess was over, and everyone came back in, and those two kids were missing. And everyone was like, "Hey, where is so and so and so and so?" And so then someone looked outside like the window, and they're like, "There they are!" And you see them, like, just lips locked. And so we're like, clearly they heard that, like, the whistles were blown and everything. So what happened? Well, the teacher goes out and she kind of smacks them. And they don't stop kissing. And we're like, what's going on?
No one can stop our love.
The dude's lip got caught inside of her brace.
Her braces,
yeah. And so they had to call the fire department. They had to unhook him.
He just blasts him with that water jet that like breaks bones.
Stand back! Yeah. So he no longer has teeth.
The skin like peels off his skull.
But you're no longer kissing.
No more kissing.
The only thing that's left in her mouth is the braces. The teeth got blown. The teeth got blown into the back of her throat.
Back of her head. She died.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, the fire department came and separated them. And then they both got, like, suspension for a week.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine if your house went on fire, after they already were busy doing that call?
Hold on, we're removing some little kids kissing.
You're watching your house burn, you're like, oh, no, good. Take as long as you need. That's more important.
Yeah, no, that's a sin.
You can hear your kids burning inside. They're like, Dad, you're like, son, there's people kissing at the school.
I'm on the phone!
Shut up.
Terrible. Anytime there's little kid slander or death, Daniel's like,
fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, but there's a correlation. Can't deny it.
Yes, I can. Death in general is funny. You just pointed out when it's kids' deaths.
And
this isn't coming out right.
Yeah, Oh my gosh, I remember the guy I liked in middle school was like, I'm never getting head from a girl with braces again. And I was like,
again?
Yeah, and I was like, huh?
Again?
Yeah.
Wait, in what grade?
seventh grade. Yeah, I was. I hated that girl.
Ew.
I was like, bitch. I was like, ah! Yeah. He was like, yeah. She snuck into my bedroom last night. It was very bad. I didn't like it. And then her braces pulled out a bunch of my pubes, and I was like, oh.
Okay. All right.
Floss.
Flossing.
Extra texture. Yes.
Can you imagine the dentist the next time that they go in and get him tight, and he's like, what the fuck is this
She was a heroin addict for a while.
In sixth grade?
Well, no, no, no. She dropped out in, like, freshman year because she was like, I'm too smart for all this. She was like,
I'm doing heroin.
Yeah, she was like in the advanced math class, you know, and like she was like super like a hippie type of person who was like artistic, and she's like, I'm a genius. Like, you guys are not on my level. And then she dropped out and became like a stoner.
She literally
progressed to being a heroin user. I don't know what she's up to nowadays, but the dude is a professional ballerina.
No,
dude,
real.
Washington isn't real. I swear. We're gonna find out one day. Like, her parents are gonna walk in. They're gonna be like, so she's been in like the psych ward
so
for
why
years.
Hasn't taken her medication in the hall.
She's a pathological liar.
This is real.
She's homeschooled.
She's using one of those fake Zoom backgrounds right now. She's actually like got her arms strapped
in a padded room.
She's like, yeah. And then he became a ballerina.
And then,
yeah.
And then.
Uh-huh. And then she did heroin. We're just like, wow. We're just believing her.
Nope. Yep. I had a fat crush on him. He had the biggest booty from doing ballet. Everybody was like, he's definitely gay. Right. Everybody told me. I cannot confirm or deny, but there has been like a positive like association with a lot of my past crushes being gay men. So.
Nice. We should just call him right now on the podcast and ask, just to clear that up.
Hey, quick question.
Hey, how's that ass? Sorry, I mean, are you gay? my name's Daniel. You've never met me before, but I'm a friend of Julie. Yeah, Juliana. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's
five
like, oh, that
tall.
Girl
yep.
who was really creepy in middle school.
The pastor. Yeah.
Dude, I tried so hard to get him to date me, and he was like, no.
Grabbing him by his ears. And
I was like, date
me.
You serenaded me with my favorite song. You have to love me. He did, and after that moment, I was like, I'm in love.
He wasn't interested in you after he sung a serenade to you?
I thought he was, but man, I was pissed off that he wasn't.
Man.
I was upset.
We don't know what we did.
He did it before class, and he like caressed my chin, like, and I was like,
okay, yeah, no, he for sure was interested. What a weirdo. Yeah. I mean, he either was interested or
I think he just like messing with me.
He was like, how is that? I'm gonna try that on my crush later. I just want to make sure everything went okay. She has tears in her eyes.
Yeah,
that was
like,
good.
It was really good. It was great.
He's like, thanks. I'm gonna go now.
Like, let go of me.
Let go of my dick, please.
Oh god. So bad. Oh my gosh. Also in eighth grade, I remember there was this kid who had the same name as that guy that I had a crush on. Mm-hmm. So this kid, he was kind of a wild child.
Okay.
He was drinking a Monster Energy.
He would
come to school all the time.
So many roller coasters, and
yeah,
he was drinking Mountain Dew with heroin.
No. Yeah, no. It was like this time he was actually drinking Monster Energy, but he would always bring water bottles filled with vodka. This kid was like Russian, right? And like he would drink it fast.
Regular water for the family.
And yeah, and he
fake.
Would just.
This is fake. She's talking about a Russian sixth grader drinking vodka in a water.
No,
bottle.
We were in high school now. I'll get to.
You
I'll
said
get to
eighth grade. You said
I'll get to the
grade.
Eighth grade story after I tell you he used to drink vodka in high school.
Okay.
Let me finish my train of thought.
I didn't interrupt you.
I'll get there. He did have a mustache. He has a beard now.
Was his name Victor?
No. Guess another name.
Vaughn.
It ends in Slav.
Koslov.
Koslov, yeah.
sure, that's the one. That's the one. yeah, so...
I love this image, though. He's just sitting in the back of class, like, Dos vedania. And Julian's yeah, like, and oh like, my gosh.
Yeah.
In the deepest voice, mustache and everything.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. And like, he would just be taking sips out of it. And I wasn't in that, like, freshman or whatever class it was in high school, but my friend was in there, and she said that, like, the teacher, she was my favorite teacher. She was, like, my science teacher for, like, multiple years. And... her name was Piz. I'll just say it. Pizzolatto. She was sick, right? And she was like, hey, why don't you chug that water bottle? You've been, like, nursing it for a while now. And then he was like, no, I think I'm good. I'm just sipping on it because I have, like, a stomach ache. And then she's like, no, let me see you chug that water bottle. And then he, like, chugged it for, like, 1 second.
Chug
and
was,
like,
it!
And she was like, all right, that's alcohol. And then, like, made him go to the office and he got suspended or whatever. But... so that's what one teacher. Example.
Like, clearly, he was a wild couldn't you child? Smell it, like, in that room?
I was going to say, just go up and smell. Yeah. Well, no, why smell it when you can humiliate them, make them throw up? That's hilarious. Good call. She
that's
made a
the
good
one.
Call.
Piz was notorious for, like, pranking people and, like, messing with people. So,
Piz.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that. I fucking knew you
that's,
were going to say that.
That's how it's P-I-Z-Z. Piz the lad.
That's just one of those names where you're like, I was born to be a grade school teacher. I'm going to be Miss Piss. You don't want to get on that school bus.
Yeah.
With the piss? No way.
No, that was Daniel,
just, that's just
bus.
Your school bus.
Yeah. And it was your fault, bro.
You were the pisser.
You were the piss boy.
You were the little piss boy, weren't you? Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
She mopped her forehead with that piss rag, I tell you what. She deserved it. She was an asshole.
She deserved it.
It's
yeah,
so foul.
So this was one of the one times that Rostislav was... I said his name. He was drinking...
Koslov.
Not-
I'm going to find him now. I'm going to find him.
It was the one time he was drinking, you know, like the actual beverage and not alcohol. And he was drinking a Monster... and he was just, like, being a little, like, menace in the back of the classroom, and our health teacher was like,
don't support
hey.
Me.
Yeah, she
oh, he's just she was, a little menace.
She was, like, the nicest lady, right? And she was like, hey, can you, like, please stop? And, like, he was like, no, and was, like, you know, cussing her out, and, like, students were, like,
no.
laughing and stuff, and,
I
like,
don't
you
think
know.
I will.
Yeah. And
I will just, not bow to the patriarchal.
What's he saying?
Yeah, and everybody's, like, laughing, you know, and she's like, okay, do you want to be sent out into the hallway? And he was like, fuck you! And chucked the full Monster energy at her, and it just missed. And it hit the wall, and, like, green liquid was, like, dripping all down the wall. And I was like, no way. No way. And then she's like, you know what? It's not the hallway now. It's the office, okay? And then he's like, worth it. Worth it. And I was like, this kid's a psychopath. He tried to beat her in the face.
And this is the kid that you had a crush on. What is wrong with
you? No, it wasn't him. They had the same. They went by the same name.
Ah, okay. Just making sure. Sorry.
Because
that's
two,
why I was. That's why I was so confused
grade,
initially.
And everybody always thought like I had a crush on that other one.
Wait, I'm sorry. There were two people at your school named Kostolov?
No. They went by the shortened version of the name.
Slav.
Slav? No. So the Slav one, that was his full name. And he went by the shortened version. The other one, his name was just the short version. There was no Slav at the end of the one I liked. I was mostly in shock. Like, I was looking down. We
right,
were, like,
yeah.
in the health unit. And it was literally, like, label the vas deferens on this model of the male reproductive system. And I'm just staring at, like, a photo of a penis. And then, like, suddenly a Monster energy goes flying from the back of the room to the very front. And I'm like,
wait,
whoa!
I didn't solve this yet.
That's not a penis.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Wasn't Monster made? I'm sorry, quick side note. Wasn't Monster made like the owner said it's to fight terrorism or something? Like, literally, like, it gives you the energy or something. Wasn't that
ever? Feels like something they'd say.
That was like the original campaign.
And it didn't like piss off the Christian parents? Like,
oh, no, they're mad because of the logo.
The 666.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They thought it was the sign of the beast. The claw thing.
Do you know what a MILF is? <It's> on the box.
No, I'm pretty sure, at least around here, they didn't, I mean, that was one reason, but the other reason they didn't like it was literally just because, like, it was monster, like, not good word, like,
rawr, that's a monster.
Yeah.
Monsters.
Well, I remember, there's a whole video, did you see that video, Daniel? There's a little lady being, she's dissecting everything on the monster box, and it's crazy, like, it's such a stretch. And she's like, look at the M. Short top, long bottom. Like, long it's bottom. So stupid.
Yeah, I saw Tosh.0.
Okay. Yeah, then I've seen it.
Back in the Hebrew,
that's six.
Six, no. Six, six. Yeah.
Now look at the O. There's a cross. What does Christ have to do with an energy drink? When you turn the can upside down, the cross is inverted. It's like,
yeah,
what?
when you turn it upside down to drink it. Yeah, that's how she
what's,
was.
What's the video I've seen going around? Have you seen the video, the grainy video of the old guy and the candy cane? Have you seen this?
Huh?
Sorry, it sounds bad. It sounds bad. It's not porn, I swear.
I was going to say, I was like...
No, the caption of this video that's been going around is something like the boys in the bathroom or something. But he's like...
Sucking
but he's
on holding a candy the cane?
But he's holding the... Well, he's not like really old. He's just like an older guy. But he's holding this candy cane and he's got like a Boston accent. And he's like, yeah, well, if you hold the candy cane like this, it's a J for Jesus. And he's like... Or maybe you turn it around, you fucking moron, and it's a fucking cane. You ever seen a cane? It's such a funny video. I love it.
Old heads.
Yeah, I know. The old lady was freaking out because of Monster. Even, like, on the box, it says, I don't think they do it anymore, but it used to have BFG on the, or BFC on the box. Like and she's like, what do you think that stands for? Big effing can. I was like, this is no way.
Dude, this isn't like, real. This is.
She's
satire.
Like, don't believe me. It's on the can itself, and it is. But it's just goofy marketing. Relax.
Big effing
can. That's hilarious. That's the best kind of marketing, I guess. When you can. I
there
saw
was this
some
kid who sat next to me in seventh grade, and like it was our first period, and every day he'd come in with a Monster Energy and a sleeve of powdered donuts, and he'd just like. Shove them in his mouth and then chug the whole Monster Energy every
day. Now get
day.
Ready to sit for 2 hours.
Every day. And then he would open his backpack and be like, I have three more to get me through the day. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, your blood
Yeah,
is
I knew a lot
God.
Of kids that would eat horribly.
Yeah. And this kid was super skinny and I was just like...
Always! They're always
like
the super skinniest
people I was like, I don't understand. It's always the skinny stoner guys. But like, I was like, I don't understand how you can... Oh, Daniel's like... No, I was like, I don't understand. Are you kidding?
I'm a stoner.
No, but you eat eggs. You actually
yeah,
eat
yeah, but
meals.
You eat peas, you eat, bro. That's you vegetables.
Eat, you eat prison meals, but you eat meals.
Yeah, these kids just eat literally processed chemicals, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, it was always like a bag of hot chips and like the biggest energy drink you could find.
Yes.
Disgusting. I love that it's becoming a thing now that people DM me. They're like, stop eating prison food. I love it. It's now like a meme. This is great. It's so funny.
You really do. Every time you send me your meal, I'm like, that's a meal. That's a meal? Or was it just like something you saw as you were checking out of the grocery store line and you were like, that's what I'm going to eat tonight?
Oh, yeah. Peas next to the gum. No.
Yeah.
I specifically
healthy
chose
meal
that
of
food.
Gum.
No, I literally, because I just designed like a day's worth of like meals
this
of stuff that
design?
I could eat. Initially, like years
choice.
Ago when I had to eat specifically.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
Yeah. And like, I mean, like, I can go buy regular food. I just, like,
he just wants
don't.
To get the cheapest thing that can provide sustenance. Like, he's like, this is the minimal amount of nutrition I need, right? It doesn't need to taste good. You should invest in Soylent. You should get on that.
Daniel's like, why am I almost, like, passing out every day? And then he eats, like, an egg. And that's it.
No, that's... No, I... Stop. Shut up. I hate you.
He goes and works out for like
Dude,
3 hours.
Yeah,
and he's like I have
burn,
to work out.
We're burning negative calories.
You'll be proud. It was 3 a.m. last night and I was walking out to go to the gym and then I stopped and I was like, no, I should just go to bed.
Yes.
Yay.
Good. Wow. Woo, progress.
Wow. It was still 3 a.m. But
still 3 a.m. But
yeah,
dang.
I'm still going to die by the time I'm 35. But
stop.
Wow.
What
you
could
have one
on
slice of white bread now. Yeah.
I had two noodles.
Now I eat great value oyster crackers and cheese.
Yummy.
That's an actual thing. So
I know it is.
Hey, it's good. It's good.
It's good.
You ever had shredded cheddar cheese and great value oyster crackers? It's delicious. That would be my prison meal. Like a last like a last meal. Their last meal. They're like, we'll cook you anything you want. And I'm like, bring me a bag of oyster crackers and shredded cheddar cheese. And
they're like, you don't want real, like, gourmet oysters? And you're like, nope.
You don't want a steak? Crackers. I'm like, ew. Cheese and crackers.
Processed cheese. Fine, add an egg. Boiled. Boiled.
Yeah, I can't eat steak, so yeah, I eat like eggs, fish, and turkey, and that's pretty much it.
Chicken?
Yeah, chicken.
That reminds me of, did I tell you guys my dad did celery juice for like a year?
Yeah, that one doesn't sound tasty.
That like, sounds disgusting.
I'm fine with eating celery, but I wouldn't
want to. I don't eat celery anymore because it literally turns into goop. It's not good. I don't recommend.
Yeah, because I mean, celery is a
nothing food anyway, right? It's like my teeth were never sharp enough. It's like I would always pull off the celery part and all of the hair fibers would be left. So by the time I'm done, I'm just holding a hairbrush. I'm like, this is nasty. This should not be going in my body.
I no longer eat celery from the front. I always like eat it like a barbaric from the asshole. Back. No,
isn't from it the side. Same? The front and the back?
Well, your front teeth versus, you know, gnawing on it like a fucking animal. Like...
Yeah, that's what your back teeth are for.
I see what you mean. I thought you meant you just flipped it around. And I was like, whoa. Big fucking deal, Nick. Or then I thought you meant not like long ways, but short ways. Like corn on the propping your mouth open like.
Unhinging my jaw.
Dude, I did that once as a kid, and that's how I lost my first tooth. I had a plastic cup. And I I bent the plastic cup, shoved it in my mouth, and couldn't get it out. And I was like,
yo, what the fuck?
Was it even loose?
Big ass mouth.
Yeah, it was loose. Well, I mean, I don't know if it was loose, but it was a baby tooth.
I thought it was just a tooth, and you just broke one.
No, I think I think it was, but I mean, it was a baby tooth, so I mean, it was fine that it came out. But for some reason, in my brain, I don't think I realized that you could just, you know, squeeze the cup and pull it out instead of just, you know,
yeah, like the way
you yanking. Yeah, because that's what the moment my parents should have known. Like, no, this kid's not going to be smart. Don't put him in the arts and stuff. Put him in movies. He clearly won't be able to do anything with math. This kid can't realize the circumference of the fucking cup is larger than the size of his mouth. Well,
how
dumbass.
Old were you that you had baby teeth? So like what? 3?
Yeah, I was gonna say like 5. No, my teeth.
You
lose your baby teeth at 18.
Took me a while.
That's normal, right? That's normal, right? That you keep.
I didn't lose.
It's normal to have freakishly small teeth at the age of 18, right?
Until I was like a junior in high school or something like that. Like I lost all my other teeth except this one.
That's yeah.
It's because I had two sets of braces and like
yeah, you had like you were a monster. Yeah.
And they put all, like, and they put and all then your I teeth had... in the back.
Yeah,
I put it back there. You can't see yeah.
They surgically take all her front teeth, line them up with the back ones, so she's just got two pairs of back teeth. Nothing from the
hippopotamus. Yeah, that is.
So she has to eat food from the side and like can't do anything from the front except like water. She drinks it with her teeth gritted.
She can whistle very well.
She just yells through her open teeth.
You know they secrete red substances through their skin?
Who are we talking about? Dentists? What the fuck? Who's they?
Hippopotami?
Oh. Fun hippopotamus fact for the Walmart self-checkout line. Wait, dude, our Walmart hates me. I'm a menace.
Please look up the pronunciation of hippo in Italian. I want you to see how they pronounce it.
Hypo.
No, it's just unnecessarily long. It's like hippie-pee.
The Nilpferd. In case you want to learn how to say hippo in German.
That's going to help.
Yo, everyone, type in Neepfield in the chat.
We got the best patrons ever. Everyone's typing it in the chat today. Oh, that's a slur. Take that out.
Whoa.
Just because it's something that, like, nothing ever happens to me. This is a very short story because it's not even funny. So I forget what was going on. I was sitting here the other day, and I heard someone walk up to my door, pull out the keys, and you know, the panic side of my brain is like, they're going to open your door. And the other side's like, no, because they can't. You have the key, the only key. And then my door fucking opens and I shat myself. But I have the swing lock on.
The knife in your hand.
Yeah, the knife is just like trying to.
They open the door and it's just me standing in my dark hallway, like
stabbing at them.
Try it.
No, but like I had the swing lock open, so the door just and I was like, it's like jump up. To go see who it was, and I like carefully creep up to the door because I can see like the light, like there's no feet there anymore, and I like look through the peephole, no one there. I open the door, no one there. I didn't hear anything else either, so I was like, "Holy shit, I'm terrified." And like I've talked with my therapist about this, but like part of like the OCD is like, I mean, this is the stereotypical part of what I've got, but I mean like constantly checking doors even when you can see it's locked, and like checking the ovens and shit. But so I was like, oh, I've been doing good with that for a while. So after that, I was like, well, that was fun while it lasted.
Let me check if my oven's on.
I should stick my head in my oven.
I should remove every dust particle from every surface in my apartment.
I should peel off my own skin.
There's dust in there.
Uh-huh. Not clean.
But so thankfully I called, like I emailed them or I called them or whatever and they got back to me and they were like, yeah, the maintenance people like were supposed to enter the one next to you because they were gone that day and they were going to replace something and the guy just whatever. But I was like, why didn't you stick around to be like, oh, sorry or something? But like he was just like he hit
he
the
just
door
rattled
open,
it
and he
left.
Was like, he ran. I didn't even hear him enter the other apartment that's right next to me. So I was like, okay, well,
he just
that's
went
fun.
Through the walls.
That would have terrified me.
I was gonna say the door slams open and you're like, I'm like,
there's just a gorilla running through your apartment building.
That happens sometimes. That's just Pete, huh?
Who?
You know St. Louis.
Who? You know St. Louis gorillas running. We have fucking okay, Nick. Do you guys have like carriages of horses driving around in Chicago?
Huh?
We have so many gorillas. Yeah, in Chicago we do, downtown, yeah.
I hate that shit so much. Why is that a thing?
Why?
It sucks up traffic, dude. It's just slow
ass
horses.
Well, they're not in the street. They're
yeah, they are. They are for us. They're in the
they're
fucking
the
road.
Street.
They're in a lane with a horse just
ours
pulling
usually,
people in a fucking onion.
Up, ours usually take up, like, the bike lane.
So the bikers are like,
yeah,
bruh.
Fuck the bikers.
Dude. Wait, is that like?
Can you imagine just
legal?
Turning left on your bike and like ding ding horse,
and then crashing right in the horse ass, and your
head goes right into a horse ass. Imagine.
What were we gonna ask?
Yeah. Is
ours
it like
is
street,
in the street
legal?
Like boy, it must be. I mean, the cops could catch them because they're moving a mile an hour.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually for like tourists and like okay, that's not
and
true.
For idiots.
I mean, okay, relax, dude.
Dude, why would you want to be on that? Honestly, like, oh, what
okay,
a, it's
the Christmas one is nice.
Yeah,
taking a nice
say,
little stroll.
I want to get out of my car
Christmas
and
time.
Jump on a horse's ass. That's not
the
going anywhere
Christmas
for another
one, you
hour.
You get a little stroll throughout Chicago. You look at all the
yeah,
Christmas lights.
And it's like snow if there's
yeah,
snow and stuff.
Yeah,
that's
stop
nice.
Being, you go into, stop being judgmental towards the horse community.
We don't have those sights in St. Louis, though. It's like you drive you a mile
the
through They drive a mile through like murders to be like, there's the arch. You want to get off the horse now? Like, what are you there to
my
see?
My grandfather
no.
made that
arch. Yeah, my grandfather. The horse says that.
I delivered the wood to that arch.
What? Things what?
I swear every comment on that video is some other ingredient of an arch. Like first it was just my grandfather built that, then it was like my grandfather supplied the steel, then it was like I worked on the electricity for that act, and then I mean I swear it just keeps going and going. It is the most ridiculous
seriously,
thing
make,
I've
make
ever
a super
seen
cut.
All these I deleted
all
them all.
Them.
I wish I,
no!
I wish I kept them.
Delete them all.
Yeah, because they're stupid.
Dude, save them.
No, because I just like I'm not. I don't want to give them the satisfaction of being like, yeah, I kept this and read it over and over for a video. Like I just, I love. It gives me so much satisfaction when someone types it literally 10-line paragraph
you got some
about the arch history, and then it's like. you know, they edited the comment and everything. They wanted to make sure they got it just right. And then I just delete it. And I'm like, yeah, that's like, wow, fucking you're funny.
You're like, you're quite the storyteller. And then you're just like, whoop, and that's it.
Wow, that's a lot of words. Too bad I'm not reading them. Dun, 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 dun. That's such a great meme. I love that. That's a lot of words. Too bad I'm not reading them.
That's what you gotta say to your girlfriend when she's mad at you and she just sends like the big rant.
I usually just send the 8-ball request.
I did that. Okay.
You know, no joke. You request to play 8-ball.
No joke.
Oh wait, you don't have iPhone. I don't know what's the Android equivalent of that.
I just send the ear rape of the Monsters Inc. music. Can you, it's just a whole paragraph. Can you please come? I mean, like, people die, and I just need some. My neighbor's like,
I sent that one time.
I'm going to send my gorilla.
Send him in.
Again.
I sent the 8-ball thing when someone was mad at me in a relationship, and it really did not go well. And they were like, wrong choice. Here. No, wrong choice.
They
and
they got wrong way choice. More That's
mad.
Terrifying.
Yeah, they were like, they got a lot more mad. They were like, I was calming down. And then you sent
that.
You wound
me back up.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, well, I sent it because I thought you were calming down. And I thought you'd want to play with me.
You're toxic. Not her, him. Asshole. Don't call her toxic.
I'm such an asshole.
No, you're not. Fuck
Dude,
you.
It's funny.
It's not your fucking fault.
I did it for the meme because I was like, okay, he's not as mad now, so I'll do it for the meme.
Good idea.
Mistake. Mistake was made.
See that the TikTok sound that's like, I don't know anything about this person. I don't know anything about them. I've never seen it. But if I ever say that cheeky motherfucker, someone winding up there. That's what I was thinking of. Sorry. This is why I think I'm ADHD. Anyway.
TikTok made him that way. It's like those girls who developed the tics from TikTok.
Stop. I forgot about that.
People the genre what? Of video. The, who the what now?
Who the what?
They develop Tourette's over this. The
it's not like develop Tourette's real Tourette's. Over it's like,
yeah, it's
well,
not real.
It's not real. It's like they conditioned themselves to have it. It's like a psychological like phenomenon that happens.
That's weird.
Through,
what?
You know, like the chameleon effect where you like.
Yeah, I do that.
You know, you like copy.
No, I do. I've noticed that just there are things now that I do that I look at and I'm like, oh, that's from this person. That's really embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly what it is. It's like you subconsciously start copying things people you like or spend a lot of time around do. Yeah,
that's why I'm Mexican now.
That's why. Oh,
surprise! officially becoming my namesake. It's not racist anymore now, is it?
Arriba!
Sombrero! Whoa, whoa, dude! Stop! Stop! Stop!
Jeez!
We come on the next call, and it's just like the darkest blackface you've ever seen. You're like, oh my gosh!
You're like, I'm trying out for the 1960s West Side Story.
No kidding! Jeez. Dude, did you see that video? I like, we joke about that because, like, we're like, no one does that. Did you see this video going around? Like, for Halloween, full-on group of kids walked in the Walmart blackface and dressed up as a chain gang. Yeah. The wildest shit I've ever fucking seen. Oh my gosh. I couldn't, it hurt my fucking soul.
There was a couple this Halloween. There's another, like, little, like, six-year-old boy that, like, was dressed as Michael Jordan. But the parents full-on painted his, like, full face black.
Oh, yeah.
So, like... I don't know That's what's so going weird. On.
Dude. Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I might have seen that one. Like, it was like it you was... had to dress as somebody, like a famous person, and do a little presentation on it. Like, the kid had to do that for school. And they just fully came in blackface. They did that. I think one time a kid did that for, like, MLK. And I was like, you know, see the irony?
Wait, did I tell you guys that, like, there's a single, like, blackface incident that I remember distinctly in fifth grade? Did I tell you about this?
I feel like you did, but go ahead anyway.
Really quick, it was for Black History Month. We all had to do a presentation on a famous black person of history. And I forgot who we got assigned, but it was, like, an army general or something. But I had a partner. And so we just wore, like, camo clothes, I'm pretty sure. But then, the day of our presentation, the kid goes up to me and he's like, so you got the brown face paint? And I was like, what? And he's like,
you're like, what? We're gonna put mud.
You didn't get brown face paint, and he was like being genuine, like it wasn't a bit. We were in sixth grade, and I was like, I didn't. And he's like, dude, come on! And he got like all frustrated, and he's like complaining to his mom, like, he didn't bring any face paint for us.
He's gonna ruin our costume.
and his mom's like, what a bitch.
I got some.
I was just using some myself right now. It's good you asked.
Don't worry, I got some shoe polish. And
I'm so happy I never was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. Because, like, I was a dumb kid. I probably would have done it if I didn't know any better.
Jeez. Oh, no. Oh,
that picture would have haunted me for the rest of my life. Are you kidding me?
Look at this kid.
Racism is still, like, a thing. It's just shocking. Oh, yeah. I don't know. The fun fact about the Confederacy, did you know that Doritos Locos Tacos has outlasted the Confederacy? Doritos Locos Tacos has been around for 12 years.
Wow.
The Confederacy was less than 12 years?
The Confederacy was 4 years.
It was like four, yeah, I guess. I guess you think it was longer than that. Man, they made those flags quick, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, they were pumping them out.
They were pumping them out. Those knitters were just like...
Those what?
Oh, I said knitters, you fucking idiot.
I know, I was joking. I was joking.
That's not funny. That's not funny. Don't even joke about that.
He's like, I gotta go, guys.
It was
I gotta
funny.
Call my agent and get ahead of this. Speaking of cops.
Speaking of disturbing.
No, I'm just kidding.
I had a dream last night that...
Of cops?
This kid I knew... It was like we went over to the closest like station to where I live. It's like the bus station and train station area. And he was there and was like, hey, can I get a ride? Felt super real, right? And my friend was like, oh, sure. And I was like, oh, yeah, he just came back from Florida. Like, let's say hi. Let's catch up. And then like a car swerved in front of us as we were driving home because he lives by us. And a cop pulled us over because we like swerved to get out of the way of the car
in your dream.
And we're like, bro, it wasn't
even uneventful dream.
Yeah, right. And we're like, it wasn't even our fault. Yeah, and then they, you know, they pulled us over and they were like, hey, is that so and so? You guys are harboring a criminal, and we got arrested. And we were like, what? And so
that's a great dream. Nice. Mine are always about losing teeth and shit. So you know, anything's better than that. What is with people that can control their dreams? I'm so jealous. They're like, yeah, I can fly and stuff. I'm like, where are my teeth?
They're like, and then they just kept like interrogating me. Like, you know, we're pulled over on the side of the road and they're like, I'm going to move you away from your friends so you guys can't like cooperate like any. And I'm like, what? And then they like,
I think this actually happened. This
And then they handcuffed us.
It was very
us,
detailed.
Right? Yeah, it was. It felt really real. And then they handcuffed us.
Very like, yeah.
And I was just like, can I please speak to a lawyer? Can I waive my right to speak to you guys right now? And they're like,
talk to us!
They were like, you can't waive if you don't have hands.
And then
she's trying to mad dial with nubs.
And
now
then
it's a dream.
Out, the dude had drugs on him. And they're like, alright, that's gonna be another sentence.
There's nothing
for you
dream
guys.
About this. This is just This
has happened before.
This has happened to somebody. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I was watching the new like Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix that just came out.
Nice
other day.
Light watching.
And I was watching this one and Buffalo Jim. He was 100% killed by the mob. You should watch that episode because everything is just like fully obvious that man was killed by the mob, and the police are like, well.
You Nothing say this like I know do. Who the fuck Buffalo Jim is.
Everyone knows Buffalo Jim.
He rode a buffalo and killed a bunch of people. No, I don't fucking... Are you going to tell me who he is?
No, he was just a guy who, he did, like...
He loved wings.
He did, like, amateur wrestling stuff. Like, you know, professional wrestling, like, with characters. And so he had a wrestling, like, gym... And then he had a auto, and he
had a buffalo.
Buffalo.
Well, he's also native, so that was why he got his name.
Okay, well you should
have
explained that earlier.
Name.
You could have maybe put that in there before we started making fun of the name. Yeah, that would be nice.
Anyway, so he
don't
had
cut his... my part out. I'll live with it.
I only keep in Nick's part. What's with Native Americans? Whoa, dude.
So it's like he had his gym. There was like this little, you know, like strip mall type thing of businesses, but it was only like a block of three. So there was like an abandoned one in the middle. He had his gym and like his big gym area.
Jim's
and then
gym.
He had, yeah, Jim's gym. And then he had his like auto shop on the other side. And then
Buffalo Jim's Buffalo Gym.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And then
you get your wings and you get the workout.
Mm-hmm. And everything then, is sticky place. In that place.
A lot of fun.
And then in the middle, in the middle of those two businesses, randomly a strip club was placed there.
I'm and, still listening, Lively. I'm sorry.
And a strip club was placed in the middle of those businesses. And it was owned by the mob, and all of the major mob family-tied people in the
Stop
United States
laughing during the mob had, story.
Had been associated with that strip club, and so they kept, like, you know, causing damages to his property and the Aww. Cars he was fixing. And so what he did was he started working for the FBI, getting intel on
Buffalo Jim who, started working for the FBI?
Yeah, he
what
was getting...
What the fuck? Dude, this guy's getting, a fucking boss.
Yeah, he was, like, really against, like, the mob and, like, would stand up against them. Like, he was a well, big anti-mob guy.
We all are, but...
Yeah, because he... Well, I mean, most people won't, like...
No, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To,
right,
yeah,
right.
To be that outspokenly against them. But, yeah, so...
I'm tired of cleaning up vomit from Buffalo yeah, Jim's they, Buffalo yeah, Jim.
They were causing, like, a lot of damage to his vehicles, and he would have to pay, you know, for
That's
all
terrible.
The damages for the stuff he was repairing. And
yeah,
then,
I haven't even heard the rest of your story. I know it's the mob. They did
yeah,
it. Yeah,
yeah. It's 100% the mob. So they catch this guy who owns the place, and he's, like, in charge of, like, a lot of organized crime stuff, right? He was supposed to be in jail for, like, a few years with the information that Buffalo Jim got for them. And he only served like 10 months because on good behavior, he got let out. And they're like, okay, he'll serve the rest of it on house arrest, right? And then he only was on house arrest for 2 weeks. And then the day after he got out of house arrest, that was when Buffalo Jim was found dead. So
stop laughing.
It's just like, how do you not think that that's sketchy? I think somebody...
No, there's so much of that.
Somebody it's, killed him as like
I
a,
have no faith
Oh boy,
in
here's
him.
A gift for getting yeah. out. This is like, yay, I killed the guy who put you in. This is my gift. Freedom gift.
I don't understand parole for that kind of stuff. I don't understand. I don't get any of it. That's
it's
that's
because
sad.
It's because a lot of the mob like has a lot of ties with the stuff in Vegas there. Yeah. Like, it's just the history of it. And, you know, the police are in their pocket. So... That's the way it goes.
You know, fun topics. That's nice.
Yeah.
Anybody
Someone
seen Terrifier 2?
I've heard it's
Speaking
good
of
from
vomit.
A lot of people. Speaking yeah. of Valve.
I swear, I need to know how many physical times people have seen this happen, because I guarantee it was like 3, maybe. But I'm glad for them that it's gotten so much traction because of that. It got banned in Australia for being like the most violent film ever.
Oh,
Wild.
Wow.
It's really, like, I don't know. I don't think it's the most violent film ever. There's no way. But
I've just
it's the most violent film you've seen.
I've not seen Human Centipede. I'm never going to see it. But I feel like that
You're
would
gonna
be
see
worse
the second
to see.
One. There's one with, like, 100 people. Alive.
Ew.
Like
but, okay, no. I've never seen Human Centipede, but, like...
I've never
how
seen
do you
it
how do you make a movie out of that? Like,
yeah,
I get,
exactly. I'm like a whole
I think
hour.
It's just like,
at least.
Yeah, I think it's just like the concept that's like, oh, and then you move on. But like,
oh,
what's
look,
the movie?
Whoa, Human Centipede.
Yeah, just make
anyway,
like one of those like
back
YouTube
to lunch.
Horror short story things.
Should
yeah.
I watch it? Should I watch it for the culture?
For Report the culture.
Boss? Are we gonna watch it for a video? Yeah.
I'm no. not watching it. I don't want to. I don't want to.
Dude,
I don't
how want that bad? Image. How bad can it be?
It could. Genuinely. It's called the Human Centipede.
Yeah, but I think it's more so like the concept that's the shock.
I don't want to see people's faces.
It's from
faces.
Like 2002. Like, how bad can it
I don't want to see people's faces eating ass. Like, I just. I don't
Speak
want to.
For yourself,
well, I mean,
Eli.
I'd like to see that, but like in a consensual environment, you know, so.
Just a typical party in St. Louis.
Just a typical huh. Midwestern party, you know, people eating ass, farmers all eating ass out of each other. You know, we've got all the corn. Give me your ass.
Let us celebrate.
Yeah, I'm like, huh.
Get over here, Bill. You know how the Midwest be. Ragingly gay.
Notoriously, yes.
Notorious for this, yeah. So yeah, we're back to doing patron notes. This is nice. Until I get to this first one, I'll be like, oh, never mind. So this is from one of our new patrons, Brian Garcia.
Hey, Brian. Hello,
Hello, Pequeño crew. Happy to see you're starting up the Patreon again. I much prefer sending funds your way as opposed to saving them for my education, charity, or worst of all, the IRS. P.S. I'm still behind on episodes because I'm lazy and have the attention span of a squirrel high off snorting powdered Smarties. Cheers.
Cheers.
I love that the general like tone of all of our patrons' notes are like the same. I love it.
They're all just like psychotic.
Yeah.
Mental illness, love.
This other one is from a friend of mine that's a patron from along. This is the faux hawk, or is the fox hawk, as I previously had said. I Googled this because I wondered if it was a movie line that I just didn't know of, or maybe he's just insane. But
just so his note,
idea. You'll have to tell me. But I Googled it, and Google literally returned me with no results. So I was like, oh, okay. What the fuck did I do? Google having no results? So
not
here's the note.
One, huh?
Here's the note. Hey, Taylor, shout out to you, babe. You're amazing and gorgeous, and I think you're the tits.
All right.
Is that it?
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's
Is that a line from something?
That's his big return.
I think he just wanted a shout out to...
Who's Taylor?
To Taylor.
Who the fuck is Taylor?
This to Taylor now. You're the tits.
I don't know if I want to be involved in this, like, cross-communicational tit celebrating, but...
Why
anyway.
Not?
Next one's from C-Clan. I want to blow the whistle on the shady practices perpetuated by Pequeño Inc. using its product, the Pequeño Pod. Oh boy. I was a loyal patron. I spent $15 of my hard-earned allowance every month, and I expected to be respected. What did I get? For a few months, I did not get what I asked for. Fun content from my favorite group of internet racists. In parentheses, he puts, I think they're being ironic, but the jury is still out on that one. I even got to speak with noted celebrity collaborator Nick O'Shea Jackson Jr., noted Civil War enthusiast Juliana Ulysses Lively, and the Grand Wizard himself, Daniel Robert E. Lee Pequeño.
Grand Wizard Daniel.
And we're back. I've missed
these. I'm
going
to change your name to that in my phone.
Fuck you. No, you're not. Fuck you. That's not funny. Yes, Pequeño is his real last name. Get over it. Or so he claims. I cannot stand by as Daniel continues to lie to the millions who listen to this podcast, and I especially cannot let him lie to the dozens of people who actually enjoy it. His last name isn't actually Pequeño. In exchange for my last $15, he promised to reveal his last name to right this wrong. Daniel, I'll make it easy for you. Read this out and replace the bracketed terms with the info. Okay. This is me now, apparently. Hello, you dumb skanks.
It's coming from the heart, huh?
Yes, it sounds better.
Coming straight from my hat. You know, over here. My real name is Daniel Johnson. My last phone number is 309-999-3468. My social security number is... how does he know that? I'm genuinely concerned. That's actually... I'm just kidding.
I was like...
My social security number is 460-139-6468. My address is... I'm sorry, I'm dumb. I can't think of an address fast enough. My address is 69-420 Lane. My children dog's name... My childhood dog's name and coincidentally my mother's maiden name are both Jesse. Bye, cunts. All right. Real quick, one last question. Who do you think would win in a fight, the T-800 or Mung Dal from Chowder? Keep in mind, Mung Dal has survived many explosions and reality-warping events, and the T-800 got owned by a trash compactor. Uh-oh, spoilers. Get over it, nerds. My ad is at Andrew Tate Spread Asshole Real.
Real?
Oh, I've missed this. All right, so who do you think
would
win?
It looks the same as his face.
I have not seen Chowder, so I
You've
have no
never
idea who
seen
that
Chowder?
Is. You
should
you
watch
surprised?
Some episodes.
Watch
I need to
some.
Watch episodes of a lot of stuff. We have Paramount Plus
Chowder's
now.
Chowder's so short, though. It's like 15-minute episodes.
Yeah, we have Paramount Plus now, which I guess gives you access to like Nickelodeon and SpongeBob. So I'm like, maybe I should just abandon my job for a week and watch all of SpongeBob.
Watch some SpongeBob.
I come back the goofiest bastard you've ever seen.
The goofiest.
is. You start laughing identical to him. Yeah, I'm a full goober.
Like, Daniel, shut the fuck up.
Full-blown goofy goober.
Is that worse, or I come back laughing as Squidward? Just like,
Yes. Now do Patrick.
Check out my clarinet solo. Oopsies, that's not a clarinet.
Do Mr. Krabs.
No, that's too loud.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay,
now do
we've
plankton.
Come to the... I did just do plankton for a video I'm going to come out with at some point here.
So now we can't see
it? But my best impression of plankton is him yelling, so I can't do that.
Why?
Do it. Get kicked out.
No.
Get kicked out.
Say ya.
No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, we've gotten to our new patron, the big patron, Violet Verde, Subatomico.
The mega.
We're making all our stuff for you, the mega pequeño.
Woo!
So, she gave us this in French. So we're going to read it in French, which she said is a specific dialogue.
Master English before you.
Yeah, I can't even get my normal one right. It's a specific dialect of French, so she said we're probably not gonna be able to translate it, but I want to try anyway. So we've got I have to share my screen because we've got different lines for each of us.
Oh yeah, that would help. You're like, your turn. And I'm like,
Juliana, say something French.
Oh, a boulet de fromage.
Oh my gosh.
When I
did that murder mystery thing, like, I had to speak with a French accent the entire night. Oh my god, I did so bad.
Okay,
I didn't know any
see my
French
screen?
Words.
Yeah, we can.
Oh yes.
Okay, so here we go. Bonjour, le petit impôt. It's my first time being a Patreon. I would like each of you to read sentences in French from Quebec. I put in a few curse words. Enjoy. Daniel. Steak. Steak bleu d'un patron. Tasse tout va le canon. Esti.
Il commence à faire fête et titi. You see un crissi. Tambanka.
Jaime le oiso ma aler maler.
Oh man, you're really white reading that, aren't you?
Tu me naises tu calicis sibiore.
Sibiore.
Sibiore. Merci
beaucoup.
I'm so sorry.
Merci beaucoup et bon soleil.
You didn't say winter is coming.
Winter is coming. Sorry. The only French I know is from the Nancy Drew PC game where she goes to the castle. Because the the dude that works the ski rental in the basement is French. And you get to choose what he says,
guy?
Right?
Oh.
No, but he is an asshole.
Wait. Are we supposed to translate this?
Yes.
Yeah. So I can't copy it from the Word document. But
no, we have
to
guess what it says.
Yeah, we got to guess what it says.
We got to guess what it says.
We can't
first.
Guess, but she, no,
yes,
she said...
Yes, you're supposed to guess.
She
guess
said...
Guess first.
No, she...
All right.
So
I like steak and potatoes.
And you... And I love quesadillas.
Yeah,
enjoy.
That's what Daniel said. I said, come and get some French fries. And
ooh, that's probably a good guess.
And suck my ass.
Typical Quebec,
French.
You know.
No, wait, what a French app? Poutine. Not French.
I think Nick said his name is a pig. Isn't that what it is?
Verdun.
J'aime le oink.
J'aime le oink.
J'aime le oiso. Dude, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to pronounce this.
Isn't that AUX pronounced like
oiso?
I literally am trying to think of what Claude says in the basement of that Nancy Drew game.
Ma
he's like,
malheur, ma. Male?
Anansi, comment ça va? My favorite French, like, goodbye is he goes, this guy in the game, he goes, allez, bye-bye, and I'm like, that's great. I'm going to use that now.
I've heard that before.
Me,
sorry.
Too many nices to calice.
Too many nice.
I have no idea if that's right. Okay. It's not right. I know it's not right.
Right.
What does this mean?
So I'm going to toss this shit into...
Excuse me. It's not shit. Be nice. Be nice. I think this note is wonderful.
It's a love language, Daniel.
I think it's the worst thing I've ever read. I'm just kidding.
Stop!
I really like those, like,
I'm kidding. I love French.
Where it's like... You type
I'm
in
kidding. I love French fries.
Yeah. Where it's like a French sentence, and then you put it in Google Translate, and it's like tu.
Yeah. Okay. Moment of truth. Fun. You ready?
This is fun.
Yeah. Look, hello peas. It's my first time being a Patreon. I would like each of you to read sentences in French from Quebec. I put in a few curse words. Enjoy. Steak, corn, potatoes. Have you seen the cattails?
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right either.
Rusty.
Rusty. You know, in English, as we say, when I am enjoying, you know, the cattails. Juliana, it's starting to hover around
here. I'm in crisis.
I'm in crisis. Help
Tabarnak.
Me. Tabarnak.
She's chanting, yeah, some kind of Satan thing. It's starting to hover around here. I'm in a crisis. Tabarnak. Whoa, dude.
Tabarnak.
Nicholas, I like birds. Mago and pack my trunk.
You're fooling me. You're cuddling.
Ciborium.
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 Winter is coming. Ciborium. Thank you very much and good evening.
This is sweet, okay. But... Okay, can we message her and ask her what it actually is? Because Google
no,
is not
No, she did.
Accurate.
She told me. She told me. So here it is. Okay, hello, little peas. Okay. This is my first time being a Patreon. I would like each of you to read a few sentences in French from Quebec. I put in a few curse words. Enjoy. Okay, so that part was right. Steak, corn, potatoes. Did you see the cattails? Okay, well, cattails.
Okay.
Well, I like the plant is what I was thinking of.
Are those
Juliana,
like...
Juliana, it's starting to get cold here. I'm really angry.
Google translated that really bad.
Yeah, Google thought it was Tabernacle, you know, yeah, as people say when they're angry.
It thought that, like, we were summoning demons.
Nicholas says, I like birds. I'm going to take my mail parcel to the post office. Are you fucking kidding me? Wait. Okay, so what's...
Are you cuddling me?
Are you cuddling me?
I'm going to say this now. Tu me nasce tu calice? Winter is coming.
This is so much fun. I love this.
Oh, hey, this is cool. Okay, so SD, Chrissy, and Tabern are expressions related to Catholicism and its liturgy that are used as strong profanities in Quebec French. Cibior is much milder. We call them sacré.
This is fun. Cool. I'm having
this
so
is cool.
Much fun.
I love this. I hope
yeah,
we can
like,
do this every
I know
time.
Nothing about French, so this is interesting to me.
We get more French patrons. Come on.
Yeah, bring them on.
The only thing I have relating to French, literally the only thing I have relating to French people is my disgusting obsession
with
the
French robots.
Men. Yes, God bless them. I like that it's so like sturdily established that I love Daft Punk so much that when anyone
associated with it,
yeah, I'm just immediately contacted with anyone.
Sorry,
with
that's like my gift.
Yeah,
<I'm> sorry. I bought him. He's probably like, oh wow, put that on the wall. The other 9,000 Daft Punk things. You think you're real unique, don't you, dude? You fucking idiot.
Special? No,
that the one
Daft
thing
Punk
you
merch.
Know about me, bro. Fuck you.
It's great, dude. It's
I'm
great.
Sorry.
We were pals.
I'll buy him a Ghostbusters hat next time.
I'll wear it backwards.
On the podcast, just to spite that teacher. Then we gotta find who that teacher is and send it to a school email.
I could probably track him down.
Dude, do it. We're gonna send. Dude, we'll do a whole photo shoot with you of the hat backwards and like nice backgrounds and shit. And then we'll send it to him in an email from an email that says like something like,
"I have your children."
Hats backwards.
Open this if you want to get mad.
Oh goodness, that's funny. Yeah, that's all our notes. So,
thanks, patrons.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, very much.
We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Yes. And if you want, pay us more money.
Give us.
Yeah,
more
now
money.
we've revamped it. So there's cute little pee pictures that Nick made that go there. I'm gonna make some intro videos and stuff. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff. I'm gonna order shirts this week. That's all I have. All
right, see you guys.
Wait, I have to end with something depressing because that's what I always do.
Okay.
I have, like, no friends to keep with accountability over my porn addiction.
Yeah. That's so chaotic.